According to the Siena College poll, Cuomo's job performance numbers dropped to just 43%, and his overall favorability rating at 52% is down 9 points from just 2 months ago. Last week, a poll by Quinnipiac University also found the governor's approval rating at a near-record low. Siena spokesman Steve Greenberg says the major reason? Transit troubles downstate, and riders overwhelmingly blame Cuomo for the mess.
Given this summer of hell, as he described it, and what's going on with MTA service, mass transit down in the New York City area.
Cuomo's job approval numbers in New York City and Long Island are now at the same levels, the low 40s, as they have traditionally been in upstate New York. And New Yorkers are evenly split on whether they'd like to elect Cuomo again in 2018 or would prefer someone else. Greenberg says the biggest decline in those numbers came, once again, from downstate.
Among voters in the non-MTA region, which is almost all of upstate New York, his reelect number dropped 1 point. In the MTA region, which is New York City and the downstate suburban counties, his reelect number dropped 27 points.
Cuomo has made attempts to address the MTA's problems. He declared a state of emergency and promised an additional $1 billion in infrastructure investments, though not until the new budget next spring. His only appearance recently in New York City dealt with opposition to attempts by the Republican Congress to repeal Obamacare. Meanwhile, the governor relentlessly travels upstate, focusing on economic development announcements. At an announcement to renovate an historic hotel in downtown Niagara Falls, Cuomo once again touted his efforts to look out for Western New York's interests, including investing $1 billion in Buffalo. Cuomo says state government in the past was detached and didn't care.
Buffalo billion, billion. Why a billion? Because it's big, that's why. And the problems were big. And we wanted to say our approach, our commitment is proportionate and commensurate with what we're trying to deal with.
Cuomo also announced that a healthcare data firm would create jobs in a Rochester suburb, and he announced plans to renovate that city's downtown train station. The governor did not take any questions from reporters. Greenberg says Cuomo spending time upstate has been a smart strategy, but the governor may now have to spend more time shoring up the support of downstate voters. But he says it's a while until Election Day 2018, and Cuomo, so far, does not have a big-name opponent.
We are a year and a half, almost a year and a half away from an election. There are some Republicans who've put their names out there, but at this point, he's running against himself.
And right now, Cuomo is still breaking even. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.